a giveaway of crouchy proportions. Get a completely free bet on any race on Thursday at Cheltenham.
Welcome to our Road to Cheltenham wrap of day two of the Cheltenham Festival. And after yesterday, today we'd have to go some to match that. And it, let's be honest, it couldn't possibly do that, I don't think, but it was still great.
It couldn't. It was still some great races and some great results. Did you ever get the emotion or the lift that you had yesterday, the excitement? Probably not, but it was still some really good racing.
There was a nice story in the last, we'll get to that. We'll start with Energumen, the star of the show, as he was this time last year, back-to-back Queen Mother Championship. Success is a very different Energumen that we saw compared with the Clarence House.
Yeah, I think the rain though changed the race completely, and it was almost like it was ordered on cue. But it started raining here at 1 o'clock, and the more it rained, the better the chance came. The money came for him, he was well fancied. I didn't see it coming, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it being as a tacky or slow race as it was. And to be honest, Edwardstone was beaten so early.
He was. He hated it, didn't he? He wasn't jumping.
Whenever went a yard, Editor de Geek could never get going in front. Edwardstone, he looked like a shadow of the horse that was second here, that won the Tingle Creek. He didn't even look like the same racehorse at any point this afternoon.
And Willie Mullins was saying afterwards that they'd schooled him again a lot over the, you know, those white-dressed fences, done a lot of work with him. But also, Paul was saying that he was able to be more positive with the horse because from the outset he was jumping a lot better.
Yeah, it was probably a change of tactics as well. I think the tactics were changed after he got beaten in the Clarence House 14 months ago, and they reverted back to tactics that have worked well in the past. And in fairness to Paul, he booked him out and went about his business, and he was in charge of the race from a long, long way out. It was a really good performance, but the race didn't live up to any expectations.
It didn't, did it? It didn't bring up the rematch that we were all really hoping for.
No, it was so far away from what the Clarence House was, and look, he's a brilliant winner, and it was great to see him.
And afterwards I was getting Willie and Paul to try and compare Energumen with El Fabiola, because, the Arkle winner taking on the Queen Mother Champion Chase winner the following year. Obviously Paul wouldn't do that, but Willie had a go.
I'd be hoping he didn't.
But Willie's hoping to make El Fabiola into a champion chaser, and he thinks that his jumping has obviously got to improve if he's going to be able to live with Energumen. But he's a novice at the moment.
Yeah, he is, but you kind of look at it and you think, well, has El Fabiola's jumping improved from Fairy House? No, it hasn't. That's 3 runs ago, so it will have to improve.
There was a double on the day for Willie Mullins, because he and Paul Townend started off with a silky winner. It's the word I've used all day, but I can't think of a better one. For Impero Passes win in the Ballymore, initiating a 1-2-3 in the race for the yard. He was very good indeed.
He was very good. He was in a really good position. Champ Kylie started to hang right from early in the race, and a lot of the rivals got outside him. He was only going one way. He was going that way all the way, and left a huge gap down the inside for both Impero Pass and Gaelic Warrior. And yeah, it was a really good result for Willie Mullins, but he was slick. That is a good word, didn't you?
Silky is the
silky
word.
Silky? Slick is the word I'd be using.
Okay, either of those. But Willie was saying afterwards that he was thinking this is a chaser in the making. But after that, he started thinking about the champion hurdle. What's your take?
I knew he would.
Well, obviously.
Luke Harvey asked the same question on television as we were going off. And without speaking to Willie Mullins, I was thinking he'll be trying to make a champion hurdle horse out of him.
But you can see why. He's got the good technique over a hurdle.
Unfortunately, he'll have to face Constitution Hill. I think it'd be much easier Windy Arco.
Well, maybe he might have to face Constitution Hill. It depends on what Michael Buckley decides that he wants to do with the horse.
Or what Nicky Henderson decides he's going to do with the horse.
Do you think that's the way that the dynamic works? I think Nicky has said, or Michael was saying yesterday, that Nicky said to him, what do you want to do?
I think that was just a rhetorical question.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the Brown Advisory, shall we? A thrilling race in the end. It was won by the real whacker, Sam Twiston Davis, on board for trainee Paddy Neville, who used to train in Ireland. His first year with a licence here in Britain. And just clung on from Jerry Colon.
He did just cling on. Really good ride, though. He made the runner jump brilliant, but it was he delayed when to go. And he got it spot on, Sam Twiston Davis. He waited till he crossed the row and met the rising ground to the bend. And then he went on him. Two brilliant jumps the last two fences. And it was enough to see him home. It was a really, really good ride.
It was a lovely rhythm that the horse had got into, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was. He's a brilliant jumper. And look, Patrick Neville, to be fair to him, has got a spot on with this horse. And well done to you, Lydia. You did flag him up, tip him up. And anybody that was listening,
him
you're back to winner.
And Perry Pass as well.
Yeah, he was obvious, though.
Not at the time.
He was.
Paddy Hubble's obviously hoping to make him into a Gold Cup horse. Gordon Ellis is still hoping that Jerry Colom can be a Gold Cup horse. What did you make of the two of them with that in mind?
They could be, but to decide what the best novice is, I will reserve judgment until we watch the Turners tomorrow.
No, that is fair enough. That's fair enough. Let's talk about this story that I've already referred to in the last race, A Dream to Share. Bred named by the Gleesons, Brian and Claire. John Gleeson, who's doing his leaving certificate this year on board. That's his only second ever Cheltenham ride. His first ever ride at the Cheltenham Festival. Delivered. Made it look easy.
He did, reminiscent of Michael O'Sullivan yesterday. Michael just put a target on Paul Townend's back. John Gleeson just put a target on Patrick Mullins' back. And looking really good horse. He's been really impressive. I thought Fact 2 File would turn the form with him from Leopardstown on slower ground. He might outstay him, but no. A Dream to Share is a really, really good horse. But a brilliant result for John Kiely.
Well, funny enough,
John Gleeson might get more. John Kiely, 86 years of age. Yeah. Tip your cap to that.
Well, he just spoke so eloquently about everything, about yesterday and Henry de Bromhead and his family and the Gleeson family here. And funny that you should mention that John Gleeson was following Patrick Mullins. Those were the instructions talked through from John Kiely.
Like such a man to write for. I wrote loads of winners for John Kiely, but a gentleman to write
He's
for.
He's lovely.
Yeah, and so like the instructions were always, you know, creep away at ticket time. I wrote a winner for him in the bumper at Ainshie 1 year. An absolute gentleman. Couldn't be happier for him and the Kileys. I'm sure his brother Paddy was there as well. I didn't see him, but they're a great family. Mm-hmm. Carriford lot, great racing people, and yeah, delighted for them.
Yes, and he's nurtured John Gleeson as well. He's been with him 5 years, he was saying, and he clearly likes the young man as a rider and also as a person, which is nice to see. I mentioned Henry de Bromhead. He had a winner in Mascara today. He also had Captain Guinness run really well in second in the Queen Mother Champion Chase. The Grand Annual winner, Mascara, ridden by Darragh O'Keefe, his first festival winner. But Henry's got his team in magnificent form.
You're thinking the same as me, aren't you?
What's that?
A Plutarch.
I am thinking of Plutarch. But I'm also thinking Manila Indo. I know. I'm not going to completely dismiss the former Gold Cup winner.
But his horses are flying. And it was actually Captain Guinness that made me think,
yes,
these are in some nick.
Yeah.
And they are.
And it hasn't been the case during the course of the season,
no,
but he's got them bang on target.
Not for the first time, Lydia. Henry Bromhead has his team bang on target at Cheltenham.
The cross country went to Delta Work for the second time. Back-to-back wins, a fourth win in the race for Keith Donoghue, who of course used to partner Tiger Roll in it. Gordon Elliott providing the 1-2, Galvin second this time around. But Delta Work was very good indeed.
He was, jumped really well, and Galvin tracked him all the way. And it was like last year, as they crossed onto the race course proper. Last year it was Tiger Roll leading Delta Work. This year it was Delta Work leading Galvin. You were thinking, hey, the one behind is the danger.
Yes.
But to be fair to Delta Work, he had loads left in the tank, pricked his ears going to the last, and pulled out plenty. Brilliant winner for Keith Donoghue. Started with Gordon, gone from Gordon, back riding a winner at Cheltenham for Gordon. Great for him.
You could see that he knew that Davey, Russell and Galvin were the danger. That little look that he gave, just sort of like, hey, what's behind me? Oh, it is Galvin.
Yeah, it is. And look, Davey delivered the challenge at the right time, but Delta Work just had loads left. And he was a really good winner of the race.
He was. And Davey saying that there were just patches of the ground that Galvin was struggling with, but he ran really well. Langer Dan, third time lucky for the Skeletons, Dan and Harry, ran second to a certain Galloping de Chaume in the Martin Pipe 2 seasons ago, brought down at the second in the Martin Pipe last season. Harry Skeleton said, oh, let me at him this time around, so he ran in the Coral Cup, but it was a really good performance.
It was, and look, ran out of room at the back of the second last, which is probably a help to him. Aidan Coleman then went on Comprond, and like, I've done it, everyone does it. I'd say when he goes home tonight, he'd be thinking, wouldn't mind another go at that on Comprond. But Langer Dan was a good winner. I thought Martin Brazel's horse in the middle, an Epic Song, ran a blinder as well. But Langer Dan, third time lucky, but he got lucky.
We should talk about Martin Brazel, because obviously yesterday he had Fast or Slow as well, just get beaten in the Ultima by Corrick Lambert. Two horses he's brought to the festival, just the two. They've both finished an agonising second.
Yeah, it's just going to be a long road home for him.
Yeah, he took it pretty well.
I know that, but when he walks out of here this evening, he'd be thinking, like, how close can you get? What more do you have to do?
We're 2 days into the festival. For you, what's been the best ride you've seen so far? Victory or defeat? Defeat often more interesting.
Yeah, defeats can be. You got me on the spot now. I should think about that overnight.
That is where I like to have you, on the spot.
There's been some good rides. There has been some good rides. control and ride. Obviously, I like people using their brains, and I did it a lot when I was a young jockey myself. I went to the starting races and decided who's the best jockey and followed them. Mm. And I thought Michael O'Sullivan had the brains to follow Paul Townend and John Gleeson to have the savvy to follow Patrick Mullins. You can make things easy on yourself, and they had the brains to go to the start and follow
the opposition. Certainly did. Fantastic day. Ended with a beautiful story, I thought. I hope you've enjoyed day two of the Cheltenham Festival. We'll be back with the Road to Cheltenham Wrap the same time tomorrow.
A giveaway of crouching proportions. Get a completely free bet on any race on Thursday at Cheltenham.